In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Friday the 6th of February. We're here at 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London. St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say here, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Okay, co-hosting with me today, Mr. Craig Drake, Head of Macroeconomics at FX Street. Morning to you, young Craig. How the devil are you, sir?
Okay, yeah.
It's Friday.
Finally Friday.
It's been a good week, bad week in terms of your specialised subjects, economics. Was it a week that economies, did it make sense this week?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've had fewer shocks this week than we had last week. It was less volatile. We obviously had a bit of kind of funny business going on from the Danish Central Bank. But beyond that, it's been fairly kind of as expected this week. We've got non-farm payrolls today.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it was the same affair. It'll flatten markets all morning while they wait for that. People trade for five minutes.
Because that's still the big data points, isn't it, of the month to trade around.
There's nothing else on the calendar today, so people kind of twiddle their thumbs until that happens, trade for 5 minutes, and then go home after that, go to the pub, because...
Well, it sounds like a perfect plan to me. OK, well, let's kick off as we always do. The first slide today to run through is the broker forecast. You've selected three stocks, Travis Perkins, Royal Dutch and Glencore Xstrata. Just a few headlines on each, OK? These are obviously broker Liberum Capital have made some observations. What are your thoughts on Travis Perkins, first of all?
I mean, on the Travis Perkins point, they kind of had a bit of a difficult year last year trying to make some headway in terms of their price. But if you look at kind of UK housing market conditions, you know, we still have, you know, there's lots of talk about housing price bubbles in the UK, but it's not so much a bubble. We've got a supply issue. We do not have enough houses in the UK.
Yep.
That needs to change. We need more houses. They need to be built. We need some kind of regulatory changes. We need some relaxation of planning rules that we can build more houses. And that's going to feed into, you know, if we see that pressure happen, that's going to help Travis Perkins. Although we've had some kind of macroprudential kind of things kicked in from the Bank of England last year to try and take the froth at the top of the markets, rates are likely to stay lower for longer. Yep. People have still got the equity in their house. They want to kind of top their houses up. We're going to see higher spending there.
So that should be good for Travis. What about Royal Dutch on a hold? Obviously, I don't like this word hold. We're basically the same price targets. Would this be in your portfolio? We know that the dividend is... part of the process of whether you would have that in your portfolio or not.
I mean, they've got kind of, obviously they've got that strong kind of dividend story. Mm. They brought their debt levels down last year from 16% to 12%. I mean, the obvious kind of side of whenever you're talking about Shell is you've got this decline in gas prices. You've got the effect of US shale production being ramped up, but Shell are kind of expanding further into that sphere, further into deep water exploration. So I think, you know, they do still have some kind of risk on that front, but I think it's still a solid part of your portfolio. Still got solid yield there. And they're not going to get smashed to pieces by the kind of declining commodity prices.
Understood. And finally, Glencore Xstrata, a sell with Liberum. Any sort of headlines on that?
I think Glencore's probably been slightly oversold now. You know, I think they're still, like Shell, they're a good dividend story. Mm. They're expected to kind of have 4.8% this year, rising to 5.5% next year. They had the full extent of their merger between Glencore and Xstrata kicked in by May last year. And Glencore have obviously got this kind of different model to the rest of their competitors. They've kind of got from front to back. You know, they've got exploration, they've got storage, they've got transport, they've got the sales side. And bringing Xstrata's strong cash flow story into that, you know, they can build together. So obviously they've got the downside risks in terms of global demand, you know, especially on the copper side, you know, that kind of thing. We've got emerging market risks. We've got China. I've got a lower kind of demand going into 2015, but I still think there's a good solid story from Glencore, and I think they have been oversold.
Understood.